episode of 25 MTS. This is your host, Jay Mazing. I'm here with a couple of special people today. We have Greg, not as bad as you.
Hello.
Mike Root.
Hey, what's up?
Returning from, I guess, repeat guest. We had our first guest, Pharaoh. He's back with us today. Pharaoh, say what's up to the people.
How's it going, everybody?
And we also have Keith. Keith, what's your son's name once again?
You ain't no ninja.
And we have Keith, you ain't no ninja. Alright, so we're going to start off this episode by talking about the latest character released in League of Legends, which was Volibear. Let me go over some of his abilities real quick. We can talk about our impressions of him and what we think he means to the game. Start from the beginning. His abilities, starting number one, is Rolling Thunder. Volibear drops to all fours and runs faster. If chasing an enemy champion, the first enemy he attacks is knocked into the air. He gains 45% movement speed while moving towards enemy champions. It lasts 4 seconds. His second ability is Frenzy. Repeated attacks grant him additional attack speed. Once Volibear has repeated attacks 4 times, he can perform a vicious bite on his target, which deals increased damage based on the target's missing health. Looks like at the top end, the passive is 20. Oh, it has a passive. Top end of 20% attack speed with each attack, stacks up to 3 times. Let's see, Majestic Roar. He lets out a powerful roar that damages and slows enemies. Minions and monsters are feared. And let's see, Thunder Claws, which is his ultimate. Volibear channels the power of the storm. I don't know what storm, but of the storm, causing his attacks to blast his target with lightning that bounces to other nearby enemies. Okay, so let's start from the beginning. So who has got a chance to actually play against Volibear, or play with Volibear? Let's start with you, Greg.
He's a strict upgrade to Mundo. I'm waiting for them to delete Mundo.
Greg, you say you think he's a strict upgrade to Mundo? Why is that? Is it because of his ultimate or because of his passive?
It's because of Mundo's ultimate being Volibear's passive.
Oh, which I forgot to mention. He heals rapidly for a few seconds when his health drops to a critical level. What exactly is a critical level? Is that like 20%, 10%?
No. When he's sub-30, he heals for 30% of his max health. So it's a pretty big deal. And it's got a 2-minute cooldown.
Oh,
it's affected by Spirit Massage, and I believe the Mastery as well.
Hmm. So he can essentially get back more than 30% of his health.
Right.
Yeah.
Passive.
Okay, Pharaoh, have you had a chance to play him or play against him?
I haven't played as him, but I've played with him and against him.
What's your thoughts?
I mean, he seems pretty good. Like, I just don't really know where to put him. His damage is okay, especially from his W. But aside from that, he just seems like he's kind of filling the same role as a lot of characters we have already. So I just don't see him replacing those characters. Like, he's not a better tanky DPS than someone like Aurelia or Olaf or like Nocturne, but he's more tanky than them. He does less damage, but he's not as tanky as, say, Singed, and he'll end up doing, I think, less in a team fight than Singed. So it's hard for me to see like a place in an actual competitive team for him, but as like a solo queue character, I think he's awesome.
Quick question. So you said you don't think he will replace the Singe, but he does have the same tossing ability, or it's similar.
He's got a similar ability to Singe. The problem I think is that the kits don't work the same. Like, having a ghost and a toss in one move is really, really good, but the rest of his kit doesn't really support it. You know, his W is a really big hit that scales with his bonus health and his opponent's missing health, but that doesn't fit with the whole toss idea. His E is an AoE slow, and it fears minions.
Mm-hmm.
And then his ultimate, like, it's a on next hit, you know, auto attack. So none of that really synergizes with his kit, the way Singed's kit, like, all clicks together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he doesn't have the pool, which is like a massive 75% slow. He doesn't have the increased MR and armor from, you know, Singed's ultimate. Like, he's not really naturally tanky looking at his kit. He doesn't have anything other than the passive. So I just think, as a kit, like, it doesn't add up the way it would on a character like Singed or Alistar or Galio.
Okay. What about you, Keith? Same question. Have you played against him or played with him?
I played against him multiple occasions. You know, I agree with Rhyme. He's kind of like the crossroads between the more CC-heavy, stick-under-target tops like Cho'Gath and Aurelia. But he also has more... He has the damage output kind of closer to Olaf, Nocturne, those types of... So he's a nice compromise, but it's... He doesn't really do one thing or the other as well as, say, you know, those specific champions.
Okay. Root, have you actually been playing League of Legends? I know you've been playing a lot of Skyrim lately.
I've been playing mostly StarCraft. But by looking at his abilities, he doesn't really fit with what people are doing right now, but that doesn't mean he won't fit in the future or he hasn't fit in the past. I think, like, a lot of comments have made at high elo that, like, bottom should be just, like, a carry farming.
Mm-hmm.
And I think once they can get to that level where they can have a carry that can literally hold, like, against anybody, hold bottom, then, you know, stuff like roamers and stuff can start reappearing. And then I think this guy would probably fit in the roaming role. Just the way he looks, like, you could use him as that. I can't really figure out what else you can use him for. Maybe, like, common jungle. Maybe he'd be a really good counter jungle, like kind of like a Nunu character, I don't know.
But is it? Right. What? Okay, question, but isn't counter jungling kind of dead due to like the rework of the jungle?
No, it kind of, doesn't it give higher gold bonus if like the large creepers are killed in the camp, like over time?
Yeah, they implemented a bank system recently, and give me a minute, I can pull up the numbers on that. But counter jungling is definitely not dead, it's just a little bit different. Basically, what they did was they shifted all of the money and experience from the camp into the big creep. Like, if you kill the raids now, you're going to get, like, 4 gold a raid, and then the big one's going to give you, like, 50. So taking the big raid, leaving all the little ones there, is basically telling the other jungle to screw off. So it's definitely not dead or anywhere close to it.
Okay. So, this... quick thing about Boba, I was going to say about Boba Bear. I actually haven't seen a good one yet, so I don't know if the character's any good, actually. Like, every Boba Bear that I've seen is either repeatedly fed top, or tried to jungle and had a slower jungle than, you know, every other jungler out there. So I have yet to see a good Boba Bear. I mean, that might have something to do with my ELO, because it's pretty horrible right now, but yet and still, I mean, there's certain characters where you see them, and... they just make an impact on the game, no matter who's playing them. Like an Akali, like Skarner, like Fizz, like Talon, like even bad players playing that character. It's like, wow, this character's really good. But Boba Bear, maybe he's just more niche-y, I don't know.
What do you guys think as being able to raise ELO with this guy? Is he strong enough, or how strong is he?
I don't know. He's one of those characters that can actually do everything if he's stacked well. Like he's, you know, to solo carry through raiding, I always tell people that you want to play a tanky DPS. You want to play someone like Irelia or Renekton. You want to stomp out your lane, you want to snowball, and then you want to be able to initiate and kill high-priority targets. And he definitely, you know, fits all that criteria. So he could be one of those characters that you can carry with. But, you know, so far I haven't seen him.
He seems to suffer from... Udyr syndrome. He's really amazing when he can get onto and stick on a target, but he's fairly easy to kite, from what I've seen.
Yeah, I agree with that.
With less people playing, like, because I mean, I remember there was a moment in time where Ashe and Nunu were kind of like the it picks and so forth. Because people are playing those characters less, do you think it may be a good time to play this character?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, any time Ashe and Nunu are out of the picture, like, I'm the happiest person on the planet, because I play Udyr. But yeah, like, while they're out of favor in the meta, like, definitely Golden Bear is a good player. He's very, like, exactly like you said. Like, when you can kite him, he's not. He's very susceptible to, like, Ghost Q has, I think, an 8-second cooldown, which is a big deal because, you know, that's max rank 8-second cooldown, not max at first. So, you know, definitely play him now while the meta's in his favor.
Okay. Now, Kyle, you said that you ran a little bit of numbers on him in regards to how his damage output is with health. Can you go into detail about that a little bit?
I was just looking at his W, just for some fun things. If you start with a Ruby Crystal, it deals an additional 36 damage, which, you know, it's got something like a, 18-second cooldown at level 1, but it's still an additional 2 damage a second, which is, you know, it's interesting, starting with a Ruby Crystal and getting damage. And if you were so inclined to build 5 Warmogs on him, his W would then get an additional 1,370 damage.
Seems like a long build, but I mean, I guess...
That would be identified.
I guess it's, I guess it's possible or doable if you could just farm like that.
And if you went a generic tank build, you would get around 500 additional damage without building any real damage items. You know, around because every tank build is susceptible to the game, but... It's just, it's interesting, he can build tanky, and his W still does some damage.
Okay. So let's end it off talking about Volibear the way we have been about new characters for the past...
I had a question really
quick.
Oh,
yeah, go for it.
What do you guys think is going to be, like, the cultural impact on League of Legends and other games when, like, they start making memes off the forums, like armored bears and stuff? Do you think that's going to make players fall in love with the game more?
I mean, I know community interaction has always been one of the things that's strongly to the game itself, like going to the forums and interacting with Reds. You know, just the way they communicate with the community. And like this isn't the first time they've done this. They've brought Lee Sin in.
Yeah.
They've done community skins.
Surprise Party Fiddlesticks.
Corporate Mundo, Gentleman Cho'Gath. Like, they've done a lot of stuff as far as implementing stuff in the community.
I like implementing
wow.
Better.
Yeah.
Implementing.
I'm going to yell at Travis later. You know, this isn't... They're definitely not setting a precedent with this.
Yeah. Sorry, that's not what I meant, but... about, like, starting to do it. But I'm just really tripping out that armored bears were finally made, like, after hundreds of posts, thousands of posts.
Yeah.
Armored bears.
I don't know. I'm waiting for the panda bear skin. When the panda bear skin comes out, I might play him.
Hmm.
Anyway, so, Greg, Volibear, OP or not OP?
Not OP.
Okay. Pharaoh, Volibear, OP or not OP?
Not OP.
Okay. Root, Volibear, OP or not OP?
OP.
Keith, Volibear, OP or not OP?
Not at all.
Alright. And like I said, I've yet to see a good one, so I'm going to go with not OP. I mean, I hear people complain about, oh, you can't kill him when his life is at a certain amount, and, oh, he seems really good, but I've just yet to see a Volibear that's like, oh, crap, it's the bear, and I'm like, I peace out. It just hasn't happened to me, so. I don't know.
Everything that was complained about was actually overpowered. We'd be playing stick figures with no abilities. And the same amount of attack damage.
Yeah. Like, half the characters are overpowered.
Yeah.
So, on to the next subject. So, we were going to discuss... Well, so there's been a couple of shake-up in a couple of teams recently. Doublelift has bounced to another team. So, the history of Doublelift, if I'm not mistaken, goes as follows. He played for CLG. I don't want to say left CLG, but decided that his services were no longer needed at CLG. Went from CLG to Epic Gamer. Stay with Epic Gamer. What's the story with him on Epic Gamer? Because I've heard two different versions, actually. I've heard one version that he left it, like, at the beginning of a tournament, and then I heard another version that they just were, like, they said there wasn't enough room for him. I don't know the exact truth on that. Does anyone know?
I'm actually not entirely sure, but I do remember something happening in a tournament with them that made it.
Okay.
If you told me beforehand, I could have just asked the sources and found out, but I don't want to speculate, so
No, that's fair enough. But let's just say that he was on Epic Gamer, and then he was no longer on Epic Gamer. Then he went to Cursed. Cursed seemed to be doing pretty well. They became a real team. People started to recognize them. And then he's not on Cursed, and he went back to CLG. So, and then in that process of him going back to CLG, Elements got benched. Now, Greg, with Elements being one of the founding members of CLG, going from being a founding member or being on an original team to being benched and stuff like that, how do you think that's going to, say, affect the community? How do you think that affects the, I don't know, the community's outlook on CLG, or does it not mean anything at all?
Well, like, they start posting all the scumbag Chouster stuff, and what it is Chouster, Chouster and GG specifically are probably the two best players on that team. However, they're probably the least involved in the community out of everyone on that team. So all of a sudden, this like kind of like big figurehead in the community gets like decapitated, right? It's been like a lot of bad publicity for CLG. But the truth about it, in my opinion at least, is Element, when it comes to pure technical skill, was probably the worst player on that team. And Doublelift might be one of the top five technically skilled players on the team. Or, like, in all
the world. You mean in the world.
Yeah, in the world. My bad.
Well, Chelsea's a cool guy. Like, I guess he doesn't put a lot of effort into it, but he was on, like, 25 MTS podcasts and, like, other stuff. Like, he's tried. I think people made effort then, you know. So some people just don't want to, like, tweet all day, maybe. But, yeah.
Okay, well, question.
We should ask Chelsea.
Well, I mean, yeah, we have had him on the show before. He was a very interesting guest and so forth. I do remember when he was on the show, he didn't speak super highly of Doublelift at the time, but things do change. Because that was almost, what, close to a year ago now. But I guess I'm trying to say, like...
Yeah, and it was justified at the time. I mean, the guy played Blitzcrank and Poppy. Those aren't really champions you want to be playing if they're going to be playing on CLT.
He was very gimmicky. That's just the way it was. Either they had room for that in the comp and Doublelift was playing, or they didn't. He was benched.
So
I think the main thing, sorry, for Epic Gamer, I remember hearing and being told that the reason for him leaving might have been because they didn't have a dedicated support, so they wanted to get that guy Nat.
Yeah, Nat Wynn.
Yeah.
Right, so that might be the reason.
Well, you have to remember that CLG didn't used to play with, like, the standard, this person is in this role. Like, they were one of the few teams that was like, we don't play roles, we play champions. So if we wanted, like, Swain, we would, you know, have Elements play Swain, and then Hotshot would be on support, and Chouster would be, you know, AD carrying, and then if they wanted, like, Cho'Gath, then Hotshot would play Cho. And, you know, they were one of the, probably the only team to actually do something like that, but they would have people switch roles based on who was playing what champion. Mm-hmm. And then when they decided to switch from that is when Doublelift ended up leaving.
Okay. Now, so, Craig, do you think, in short, do you think it was the right move for them to bench? Because they didn't officially kick Elements off the team, they just benched. So, do you think it was the right move for them to bench Elements for a different player? Because being he has been there since the beginning.
I mean, I can't really speak for them as a team, but, like, watching their games and watching their scrims, something isn't working, and I don't think Elements is the piece of the puzzle that they're the piece that's not clicking. But something in that team, like, needs to change as far as roster goes. You know, they're always fighting, they're always arguing, they're always shifting blame, and the match isn't even over and people are sitting there bickering about mistakes that were made, you know, 5 minutes in, six mm-hmm. minutes in. So I don't think that bench Elements was the right decision, but I think shifting away from the mentality of, you know, we are never going to change our roster because we're all too much of, like, too big of bros to do that. Mm. I think switching away from that mentality is going to be good for them.
Okay. Keith, you have any opinion on this?
Double Lift's impact is, you know, yet to be seen on CLG. I mean, he's a phenomenal player. He's changed. He's completely different from the way he was when he was on CLG previously. It's a difficult situation for CLG, I'm sure, benching elements. I think they can come out on top with this, but they need to stop acting like a bunch of 5-year-old girls and just fighting over everything. It's not working out for them, and that is what's holding them back, is them arguing constantly.
I guess my question is just like, so how much of it is, okay, you know what, we have this new rookie who's up and coming and we want to, you know, bring him along and like have him join our team and like see where he can go, or how much of it is loyalty? Like, well, yeah, I don't want to say a retiring veteran, because, you know, League is getting more and more competitive. Teams are getting better. There are more and more teams out there that are in the conversation. I mean, they used to just be TSM, CLG. Now you have TSM, you have CLG, you have Epic Gamer, you have Curse, you have, what's it, there's another one. Like, I can't say, something like Fish or something like that?
Goose.
Yeah, Fish or the Goose. You know, that's what I'm thinking. When I say Fish, I have no idea. But, you know, you have these teams that are up and coming. You have these teams that are coming out of nowhere, that are moving up on the ladder, that are...
And we have the foreign teams stepping up, too. Like,
yeah.
The scene is getting really big in other countries. We have China 3-0-ing at WCG, and Korea going 3-0, Singapore going 3-0. Like, it's the competitive scene is really developing all over the world.
Sure. So, I mean, with all these teams coming into the picture, like, should people be scared for their roster spots? I'll start with you, Greg. Do you think that every team should kind of adapt this mentality? Like, look, if you don't hold your weight, you get cut or you get benched, or...
That should just be the way professional sports are. It's not like this friend fellowship when you're playing for big amounts of money. You know, like, you can make so many comparisons to this in, like, real sports, or I shouldn't say real sports, but real life sports. And it's not like, oh, I'm sorry, like, I don't like you, I like Double Lift more. It's like, we have a better chance to win because we have a better skilled player on our team.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Ryan? What do you think?
When we were competing, Keith and I realized he and I make a terrible lane call together. Like, we're just absolutely awful when we're laning together. We'll just, like, go 0-4. But in team fights, and, like, as a whole, we clicked really, really well. So, like, there was no reason for one of us to have to leave. But with what's happening in CLG right now, what's happening, like, in this game in general, is that, like, it's getting to the point where everyone's at the mechanical skill cap for League of Legends. And it's all about, like, your champion picks, your synergy, and your bans. And that's it. And if you have no synergy, then you don't belong in the team. If you can't find a way to work with your team to become, like, such a perfect unit that you're going to land every ability in the proper sequence, if you can't do that, then you just don't belong on the top level. And that's what's happening. I think that they're making the right decision.
I think, decision-making is another huge thing. It doesn't always have to be the 100% right decision, but you need to follow through with it. Everybody on the team needs to be dedicated to that course of action. When individuals start doubting the play and, you know, they're hanging back or they're just not in it, then it's going to cost you no matter what. Even if it was a bad choice, it's going to make it worse. If it was a good choice, if people aren't committed to it, like, it's not going to work out. Like, there needs to be, like, the cohesion to allow the game to flow correctly.
Okay. Root?
We do need more Asians in League of Legends, sorry. In Pro League of Legends, I think it'll be good for the team. Like, if you ask me, honestly,
Yeah, I'm actually
the same roster with like elements and the same roster with double lift. I think the team with double lift will probably win more tournaments, and that's what it all matters because we get sponsorships and stuff. So they need to like start winning big tournaments like all the time. And that's what every pro team wants to do, so I understand.
Okay. Now, going from that to the recent qualifier that happened not too long ago. So in round one, Cursed, which is a double lift's old team, and CLG played a matchup, and I believe that CLG lost 2-1. Now, I'm not completely familiar with Curse's lineup. The main thing that I noticed from watching that game is that Cop is a fucking beast. Like, dear God, that dude seemed to just, he literally seems to just carry his team just to go off, just to always be in the right spot, and just played the hell out of an AD carry. I don't know much about him, but just watching that game made me kind of wonder, like, wow, who is this player? Like, how can I see him stream more?
I mean, really, like, I was watching all of the games, and the standout player to me was Fromz. Like, he was everywhere. Every lane was afraid of his Shaco the entire time. And they were just locked down. They were never able to get aggressive. They were never able to fall. And even without him, I think that just they got significantly outpicked in lanes. Like, a big part of League of Legends is winning in lane. And they did, you know, silly things like, oh, what did they put against Ryze? They put something terrible against Ryze. It was like Xerath or something. They went Xerath against Ryze Shaco. So that lane got completely shut out. And that's just how that's going to go. Like, you can say that, you know, oh, this player looked like he was carrying the entire time, but what was happening behind the scenes in between games? Were you watching from CLG's perspective or not?
I was watching from the stream. It was like
the official stream?
Yeah, the official stream. Because basically, I know they were waiting for Epic Gamer to have their first match, and they were like waiting, and then it didn't happen, so then they went to Hotshot's perspective, and then they decided to stream the second game. So I saw game one from Hotshot's perspective, but I saw game two from the official stream.
I know I was watching from GG's perspective. He was playing Xerath against Ryze, which is normally actually not a bad matchup. Like, that actually goes, you know, pretty well in Xerath's favor. But the problem in that game that I saw happening all the time was them constantly, like, while they were in match, you know, Saint went Shyvana, the jungle. And all Hotshot did that entire match was bitch of Saint about how Shyvana was a terrible jungle, and he shouldn't pick Shyvana, and how she does nothing, and how she doesn't put pressure, and blah, 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 blah. And you know, that's all well and good. Like, if you look at the replay and you go, okay, no one's afraid of Shyvana, like, that, then we need to figure something out. That's an acceptable approach. Like, that's problems. But when you're in-game, and you already, like, when you're 40 minutes into a game with Shyvana, saying we shouldn't have Shyvana doesn't solve it, you know?
True. Greg, how excited were you to see a Shaco in competitive play? Did we lose Greg again?
Holy fuck, was I happy. I was so happy. And he's as good as he's ever been right now. Like, even back when, except for maybe when, like, his crit was actually cared about crit damage and can literally one-shot people at level 1, he's as strong now as he's ever been. And it's really sad because he's just entirely too good, though, and they're probably going to really nerf him hard next shot. The fact that he can take both buffs before 3 minutes is not really, like, before 2 minutes and 30 seconds is not really fair. And I also really like first one game pick AP Cog'Maw. That was really exciting. I love that team. I love running Cog'Maw's AP, who's like the poke on your team constantly the same. And CLG almost came back and won that game, but they got crapped on by Cog'Maw that game too.
Yeah, I mean, that they definitely had some really spicy lineups. Luke, did you get Luke or Keith? Did either one of you guys get a chance to see the game?
No, I did not.
Keith, what about you?
Didn't get the opportunity, but one thing that I really like about Curse is they've always kind of been the wild card, like, throw really crazy shit at you in a match. Like, they played Veigar. I mean, and that's the only, like, for a while, and that's the only team I've ever seen that, you know, that happen. They really play, and they're incredibly strong with those less popular competitive scene champions, and I think that's one thing that really is admirable about Curse.
Yeah, absolutely. I was kind of surprised, because I haven't seen... The only thing I knew about Curse is that, oh, that's the team that Double Lifts on. And I know they were in some major tournament, and they played against Digitas first round and got... Didn't have the best results. So I didn't know much about Curse Gaming, or, you know, I didn't know much about their team going into it. But after watching that match, like I said, I was surprised, actually. I was really surprised to see how well they did. The Seelem beat CLG. It's kind of interesting. Like I said, Cop definitely made an impression on me. Cop is currently number 9 on the solo queue ladders, but, you know, solo queue and teams are completely different things. But it was just really interesting. It was really interesting to see that game, and I think that they have a bright competitive future. Does anyone know the full roster? Because you said that there's Crumbs, so there's Crumbs, there's Cop. Who else is on that team? Do you know, Ryan?
Nijackie is their carry. He's their AP. Cop is the AD carry. Mm-hmm. Crumbs is jungling. I know the name of the top laner, but it's just not coming here right now. I can look it up real quick. But they recently went through, like, the reason it's so hard to get at right now is because they went through a lot of roster changes. Mm-hmm. They actually, they lost Lupaka, and they lost, their top lane player and ended up changing him out. So let's see who they're actually running right now.
Hobelter and Sitko.
Hobelter, there we go.
Yeah, Sitko. Oh, that name sounds familiar. I don't know if he was a really high up there, high yellow single game player, but that name does sound really familiar. Like, I don't know if I've seen him on streams or not.
Pobelter's the AP, wasn't he?
Yeah, Pobelter's the AP player. He was, like, top rated for a long time. He's actually pretty young. He's like Borgoy's age or something.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably why you know him. And Sitko is always a high-rated player. He's a council member. He's always kind of been top of the ladder, but he was actually the reason Paku quit, if I remember correctly. Something like people call him like the professor because he knows a lot about numbers and mechanics and stuff in the game. Like, the know-it-all attitude apparently bothered Paku, so he ended up quitting the team.
Oh, that sucks.
I know him as a Kog'Maw player. Like, he was one of the first people to actually, like, make Kog'Maw a big deal again. So I'm always happy when Kog'Maw's a big deal.
Now, one thing that was said, someone typed in, they said that this happened before the jungle changes. So let's actually go over the jungle changes real quick and see exactly how that's affecting the game. So for those who don't know, well, actually, if you've been playing League, you probably have noticed that jungle has become significantly easier. It's basically, what's the best way to put it? I guess that's the easy way to put it. The jungle became more easier.
It's not like the town bike, I guess. You know, everyone's had a ride. It's easier to get around there now. Good luck.
Yeah, something along those lines. Basically, Riot made a change in the jungle for that it is more accessible to lower level summoners, so that people aren't waiting until they're level 30 with perfect runes and a perfect setup to do the jungle. That more characters are able to do the jungle, basically. Greg, but overall, how do you feel this change in the jungle? Like, you know, the minions spawning faster, such as Wraith Camp.
Sweet. All right, so, like, AoE junglers are the shit now. Mm-hmm. They already were, but now it's even more so. What I did today is I played on the Breeze jungle, and they didn't change the Breeze jungle. And that jungle's hard as shit. I can't beat most creeps in that jungle. So I like the new map. You really can do, like, spec yourself for maybe, like, a mid-game. Like, you can spec more towards the game or late game and not have to worry about just getting through the jungle. So I felt like it was a really cool thing.
Okay, so when you say AoE jungle, you're talking about your Skarners, your Amumus, your Shyvanas.
Your Malpha, your Udria.
Okay, now, one of the things about the jungle, because I asked this question earlier, is that is counter-jungling dead? Now, the reason that I asked this question is because with the camp spawning faster than what they used to spawn, it seems as if taking parts of your opponent's jungle doesn't seem as detrimental to them as it used to. Because, if I'm not mistaken, blue buff spawns 30 seconds faster than what it used to.
Blue and red buff were unchanged in respawns.
Okay.
Wolves, wraiths, and double golems respawn 40 seconds faster now. And they're worth a bit less, and the camps are significantly easier. Wraith camp doesn't heal anymore. Double golems just changed to one small golem, one big golem, and I think wolf camp lost the crit chance. So, like, you can just breeze through the jungle pretty much.
Okay. Now,
but
Pharaoh,
they also lowered their rewards.
Okay, now, Pharaoh, you do a bit of jungling. Are you still jungling the same characters, or have you switched it up?
Well, I've, you know, tried to jungle as many characters as I can, you know, generally, but it's pretty, like, ridiculous as far as what you can get away with jungling. I've been jungling Poppy recently, and I, like, absolutely love it. And, you know, yeah, she doesn't clear, she doesn't do an initial clear as fast as, say, Udyr. Like, Udyr went through this change, and he can still jungle clear in the exact same time he did before. He can do, like, 3 minutes, 30 seconds to, you know, like, 3 minutes, 30 seconds to level 4, which is maybe, like, 10 seconds slower. But Poppy, it's going to take, like, 4 minutes or something. So you can do a lot more. It just depends, like, how comfortable you are with the character as far as, like, you know, what you're actually going to be able to accomplish for
you. Okay, Keith, do you jungle, or have you seen how the changes in the jungle have affected your lane?
It's the jungle's ganks have become more erratic. You used to be able to follow them with clairvoyance if you knew what you were doing. Probably 80% of the time, you knew where they were going to be because you knew the respawns. Now it's there used to be like two concrete routes that everybody did. They either went left to right or right to left, and now you can mix it up a lot easier. You know, everything respawns faster, so it makes ganks more of a big deal. You know, more difficult to know when it's coming. And as far as counter zone goes, I think it's still huge. It's slightly different. You just clear out everything but one of the smalls, and you're basically accomplishing the same thing. Like 5 gold per wraith is, you know, that's really just kind of heart shattering. It's gonna make you feel bad about yourself and walk away from it. So it's definitely still there, and I actually enjoy the jungle changes. It makes me have to be more conscious of what's going on, and you know, I don't know where they're at 100% of the time. So it's good, and making the jungle more accessible to more characters and lower level summoners is also huge. So I'm in favor.
Okay. Root, have you, so I know you just started playing League recently, Root, because you've been addicted to Skyrim, but other than that, have you noticed the jungle changes? Have you noticed the effect that they have on the lane? Because you're a top laner, right?
Well, when I'm not playing StarCraft, I've noticed that, you know, if you look at things the glasses half full, then maybe it's better for, like, competitive play that it's like this, because there's more opportunities to make clutch plays and stuff. Just have to see what the metagame responds with and what becomes huge, but I'm still really interested in counter jungling, but I haven't seen much. I just know a couple characters are kind of overpowered.
Well, one character that's really fallen out of favor with the jungle chain is Pimmin. Like, I would rather do pretty much anything in the world than jungle movement right now. Like, he just needs something else. Terrible being a single target jungler in the world. Like, him and Warwick are just so painful to jungle.
And he was all about clearing out those big minions with Consume, and now you don't have big minions, really. So it's no fun for him.
Do you think, his ganks are still strong, right?
I mean, his ganks are still a pretty big deal, but, like, when you compare it to, say, a 3-minute, 30-second double buff with deer gank at level 4, like, you're not really ganking very well as Noonan. Like, his snowball the snowball changes where they increase the damage of, or they increase the percentage of the slow per level on the snowball. Like, that's big. That was a very big deal. Like, I've seen TSM start playing Nunu recently, and you know, that's all well and good, but before TSM, no one touched Nunu after that change. Or after that change. Like, no one. It was just not even worth it. You could play pretty much anything and gank as hard as you wanted without, like, having to put yourself in your place. You just gank so much better.
There you go. I don't know, my recent experience with the jungle is just, holy crap, Skarner is so much fucking fun. Man, that character. This is like, I mean, like, you know, as I stated before, my ELO isn't the greatest, but I have definitely gained about 50, 60 ELO just playing Skarner because his jungle is so lightning quick. Like, you just start with Q, you have your W for the speed up, you just spec a little bit into defense, and his jungle is so fast. Like, you can gank level 2 when they're level 1 at mid. And pretty much just scare the daylights out of them. Have them burn a summoner, come back and then kill them. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing, actually. It makes a tear, a single tear drop from my eye. But most interesting jungle you've seen since the patch change, Greg. Greg, did we lose Greg again? Damn it, Greg!
I mean, I could just jump in and take it while he tabs out of StarCraft.
Pretty much. So, two most interesting jungles you've seen.
Poppy and Kale. Absolutely. Those are my two favorite jungles.
I'm back.
Oh, you're back! Hooray! Greg, two most interesting jungles you've seen since the jungle changes.
So with the help of Keith and Pharaoh or Ryan, I learned how to jungle TF. there was another one. Oh, give me a second. I'll think about it.
So jungle TF though, interesting jungle number one. We'll come back to interesting jungle number two. Root, have you seen any interesting jungles recently?
I'm just gonna guess Sion, but no.
Just gonna guess.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
He seems really strong to me by reading the titles and Tryndamere. I don't know if he's still jungle.
Okay. The two interesting jungles that I've seen as of late, which I were kinda spicy, I saw a jungle Pantheon. And I think you have to start with his the W, the one that hits all of them, what's that one called?
That's Heartseeker? Heartseeker Strike.
Yeah. He starts with Heartseeker, he gets a Spirit at level 2, and he gets his stun at level 3. So he comes out like stun Heartseekers you. But yeah, I saw a Jungle Pantheon. That was definitely kind of spicy. It was very interesting. And then I saw a Jungle Blitzcrank, which I guess you could have did before the patch.
Yeah.
But yeah. Jungle Blitz was definitely interesting because we had a Jungle Blitz on my team, and I was top lane, and he's like, I'm coming to gank, and I was like, okay. Next thing I know, someone was just snatched up, you know, like kidnapping kids. It was pretty horrible. But it was interesting, though. It was definitely interesting. You know, speeds up in your lane, uppercuts somebody in the balls, and then just snatches them back when they try to flash away. So it was definitely an interesting and spicy jungle.
Did you see Atlanta's Jungle Pantheon?
Did not.
He jungled Pantheon. They were playing, they were doing the qualifiers for, what was it? MLG Kiev or something, the Ukraine qualifiers.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because it was qualifiers, they were playing on the old patch. Atlanta was carrying his team with Jungle Pantheon. He just had, like, the weirdest build. It was like,
Aegis of Age.
Yeah, Aegis, Frozen Out, Heart of Gold, with, like, ridiculous tanky crap. He was just running around ganking everybody the entire time. It was really, really sick.
Okay. Greg, have you thought of that second interesting jungle yet?
Yeah, I mean, it was Pantheon. I'm really bummed. But, I don't know if you've mentioned this yet, but now his spear applies red buff, since single target nuke now apply red buff.
Damn. When did that happen?
Did not know that.
You didn't hear about that one?
No.
You haven't been, like, snowballed by Nusha only to stop moving completely?
Vlad with red. Like, it's a thing.
Cast it
wow.
In red.
Where have I been for this past...
Yeah.
Starcraft. Cheating.
Yeah, so now single target nukes apply red buff, so it makes Pantheon jungle better. It makes it gives you a reason to give your AP carries red buff. And I already thought you could do that. Just give your solo mid red buff so they can harass better. Like if their mid is a Kassadin and you give your Annie red buff at like level 4, like you can make Kassadin fly to living hell.
But now, your Kassadin gets to tank really hard, so he gets to apply the slow on his Q along with Vicky.
Would that count for Malzahar's dot?
Yes, because that is counted as a single target in his type of lead, even though it doesn't do the bounce around thing.
Might have to jungle Malzahar. It's kind of spicy.
I'm going to have to get red buff on Cassiopeia and just do whatever.
It's
the scariest character in the game.
Karthus doesn't have a single target nuke. It may apply on his ult, though.
The Q counts as single target. It only hits one.
Oh, I guess so.
Yeah, so I've
seen
it.
They're already dedicated among one straight up anyway.
It's kind of stupid.
Yeah, definitely. So that people, that gives you some reason to try out some different jungles. Try jungle Pantheon. Try jungle Poppy. Try jungle Kale. See if it works out for you. So see, the last thing I wanted to get into, second to last thing. So there's the WCG, the WCG tournament is well on the way, and we have the results. So Pharaoh, you said that the games were they not posted, or were they just unable to be viewed, or how is that? What exactly happened?
They were posted. They were just like sub 240p, not widescreen, just like not even worth watching. I looked at like a recording of me playing WoW like 6 years ago. Just crafted it on my computer. It was better quality than the stream they had up right now.
Wow.
And that's
stream
just
quality.
Yeah.
They have matches up right now, and they are actually viewable.
Oh, you know what I'm saying.
So definitely
it's France and MY, whatever that is.
MYM?
Probably Malaysia.
No, My something?
I forgot what it's called.
It's not MYM, it's MY. Yellow Star, like France team.
Oh, okay.
Oh, right.
It could be Spain, because Spain has a team called MYM.
No, if it's Yellow Star, then that's the French team. So they're probably just playing. See, there's probably a tie in the league probably right now.
Oh,
okay. I heard CLG beat Australia in the tiebreaker, so CLG got second place.
Let's quickly go over who's on what teams, because for WCG it is based by region. Yeah, and country. So the players who are on CLG are not the players who are on CLG exactly. It's kind of a little mix up. So, well, let's just start from the beginning. So, the teams that are in there that people might know who follow American streams. So, Dignitas is in there. They are in Group B, and they are currently 2-1. Let's see here. CLG is in there. CLG consists of, so let's see, they have the odd one because he's Canadian. It's pretty much Team Canada.
Yeah.
So, CLG is, you still have Hotshot. You still have Elements.
They still have Elements.
Yeah. They have Elements now because he's Canadian. They have the odd one because he's Canadian, and the odd one is generally on TSM, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct.
And then who are the other two? I'm going to have to look that up.
Chaox and GG.
Okay, so Chaox and GG. Now, Chaox generally plays with TSM as well, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So Chaox or Chaox, he plays with TSM, and he's on Team CLG for this tournament, as well as GG, who always plays with CLG. Now, Team Dignitas, did they pick up anybody from the U.S. team?
No, Dignitas is just Dignitas. Boy, Cutie Pie, Chat, I forget their support player.
Locust, Scarra.
Okay.
And the other team is a mix between Epic Gamer and the remaining members of TSM?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, so let's see. Their team consists of, let me go ahead and bring it up really quick. Do you have it?
Saint. I don't know all the players on it, but I think it's Saint, Double Lift, Reginald.
Yellow.
Reginald, Dyrus, X-Special, Chaucer, So Vicious.
There we go.
Okay. So one more time, could you repeat that one more time for us, Rue?
Reginald, Dyrus, X-Special, Chaucer, Saint Vicious.
Okay. And that's Chicks Dig ELO / Team TSM. So, and they are currently 4-0 in the tournament. So now, let's look at here really quick. So Group B, once again, just has Dignitas. They're 2-1. Group C has Chicks Dig ELO, which is the team we just mentioned, / TSM, and CLG. The USA team is 4-0. CLG is 3-1. And in Group D, there's no American teams. So right now, it's pretty interesting. Like I said, if you want to try to catch up on it, you're going to want to go to the WCG site. So go to www.wcg.com. It should be information on it to watch the games. It goes from today, which is Thursday, to, I want to say, the 12th. Have to look into that real quick. But anyway, so in regards to just the tournament results and so forth, does anyone have any favorites?
The Chinese team. I think it's the Chinese team. They're going to take it.
Now, what is that that the Chinese team do that kind of impress you?
When I was watching the last, like, international clash, the Chinese team looked like a bunch of Dota players who just kind of went to the League of Legends shop, clicked on the wards, and were like, what do you mean these are unlimited? And then they just bought, like, a million of them throughout the rest of the game, and everything was worth the entire time. Like, they never dropped vision for even half a second of any important vision. And that's what I think is important. Like, I think most of League right now is decided by information in the mid-game, and the Chinese team has that under control better than the other team I've seen.
Okay. Greg, any favorites? I'm going to stab you. I'm going to stab you. We'll come back to Greg because he's probably playing StarCraft again. Lou, any favorites so far?
60 Gilo.
Keith, any favorites?
I'm going to have to go with Ryan. I mean, I haven't really been able to see any of the matches from this WCG, but in previous tournaments, the Asian teams have been unreal. I'm really liking their gameplay, and I like their mindset. I think they're making huge leaps and bounds to close the gap and really bring one home for them. Because didn't they...
China bring one home back to the motherland? What?
Who was it that... Was it China that won the last tournament?
The last time there was an international tournament, it was like Chinese European.
It was EHOME and...
EHOME and IG, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. And they were unreal. So
it was disgusting. Do you remember... I just thought of this. Do you remember when Hotshot got Oracles and went to clear out wards, and they arrowed him and trapped him and took Oracles from him twice?
Yeah.
Because that, to me, like, that was the best play that I've ever seen.
Yeah. The one match that you and I were watching, the first team picked up Morgana and Fiddlesticks, and the other team immediately grabbed Galio. Remember we were talking about this?
Yeah.
They didn't have good vision on it, but that Galio, Fiddlesticks ulted over the wall, Galio flashed up before Fiddle could flash towards Galio's team, and trapped him in the middle of nowhere. So Fiddlesticks' ultimate was just completely wasted, and then they just went in and steamrolled him. Like, that was unreal.
It's just unreal coordination, and that's, I think, it's super impressive.
Do you ever think that League of Legends will be like StarCraft, where it's dominated by one nation?
I mean, it's kind of been like that for a while, but no, not really. I think that the mechanical skill cap on League is, you know, it's not something that requires 12 hours a day of practice. You know, you can hit mechanical skill cap fairly quickly, so I don't see it being dominated the way StarCraft is.
Okay. Greg, are you back yet?
Yeah, I've been here.
Hey, how are you?
You all right? Are you good?
I'm all right. Any favorites?
So my favorite for this tournament?
Go for it.
It's got to be CDG. They have Reggie, and he's, like, this is the best he's probably ever been playing. Maybe ever. Like, he's playing so good, and I don't think there's one player that I've seen, definitely from the American scene, I don't know about the international scene, but one player, who, if he goes off, I don't think his team ever loses. Like, he will always hard carry the four other people if he gets the chance to go off. And I also think Stanks may be the best US jungler, so and I love Dyrus. And yeah, plus we've like interviewed half of that roster, so sure. I gotta go CD.
Well, you know, I'm definitely a Dyrus fan, and actually I do like the rest of the team, as I said. I think that would be my pick, but I have not seen international play, so I would definitely have to, you know, check it out, you know, see them in a couple of games. But we're going to go ahead and round, unless there's anything else anyone is supposed to talk about, we're going to go ahead and round it off with what we've been playing. Does anyone have any other subjects that they would like to bring up, class?
No, I think we hit everything.
Alright, so let's start off with Greg. So Greg, what have you been playing lately?
I've been playing Shyvana in the jungle, and I've been playing... Alright, get back to me.
Okay. Rube, what have you been playing lately? Don't you dare say Skyrim. I will come through here and choke you out if you say Skyrim.
Randomly, basically. It doesn't matter. Randomly.
It does matter. It does matter. The people are interested in your thoughts.
The game's all the same. Like, I think you can play any champion in any role. Like, you just don't do dumb stuff, and you can beat first in your lane, basically.
What about you, Craig? What have you been playing lately?
Poppy, Shyvana, Olaf, Amumu. I have the worst Amumu of all time, so I'm
You just have to watch Jamal play, and you'll feel a lot better.
Not true. My Moomoo is kind of sick, and if you get re-gift the Moomoo, it makes you better.
I've got the Canadian. Or not the Canadian. The
Winter Olympics. Okay. So. You got to get re-Moomoo. You got to get Feral Moomoo. Like, how dope is that skin?
I mean, I've got him. Just I like the WCG one better.
Okay.
It's good. Winter Olympics.
Because people watch the Winter Olympics, right. So, Keith, what about you? Playing anybody new recently?
Ryan, myself, and a few others have like a tentative team in place that we're trying to work on, and I'm just, my established role is AD bot, so I'm trying to learn, well, trying to get better with the champions, the AD champions I don't play as often. Been trying to brush up on my Kog'Maw. I need to practice with Urgot, but I don't want to because I hate him.
Oh boy, that Urgot came yesterday.
Bringing the Corki back, you know.
What's the name of you guys' team? Just curious.
The Catalina Wine Mixer.
No, not that. Come on, you don't remember?
Oh, I do. It's How You Live, right?
Yes, sir.
Right? Yeah, yes, there sir. We go. Anybody watch Community? That show was amazing.
Oh, man. Well, and as for myself, I've been playing a lot of Fizz. I really like that character. I mean, beyond him being, like, unbelievably cute, which I know is important. That's how you get the ladies. That character is extremely fun to play. Like, I've been probably playing him wrong, because Greg said you should never go into a solo lane with just Doran's Ring. But I really like going to solo top with just Doran's Ring. Yeah, I know. I keep being told that. They keep saying go boost some pots, but like just Doran's Ring and 30 into offense is just so sexy.
Doesn't matter if you can't touch him.
Can't eat that.
Right.
Oh, I'll catch him. As soon as I get my because I start off with my W. As soon as I get my Q, it's on and popping. It's going down. Chick gets real fast.
Nothing gets away from him.
I go exhausting night, man. I goes in. Goes hard in the paint. Keep him stinking.
Oh, you know who else I've been practicing? Speaking of going hard in the paint, it's Gangplank. he's getting lectured about how my mana management on him is awful. Our mid is yelling at me about how he wants to go. It's terrible.
Sometimes you need to. Sometimes
I know.
Oh, and also I've been playing a lot of Skarner. I really like the character. I think that character is really strong. Anyone who is trying to get out of low elo, I would suggest playing Skarner. His ganks are really, really, I don't know. They're just really freaking strong. Yeah, I mean, you start with Q, you get your W, and then you can just gank them just that. Like, you can literally just slow a person down so much, even without red buff. I mean, red buff is probably preferred, but even without red buff, you can just slow people down so hardcore. And just really beat on people. So I really like Skarner right now. I've always liked his kit, but he just wasn't strong enough, I want to say. But like right now, I feel he's really good. So yeah, Jungle Skarner, that's the best, number one.
Has anybody been ganked super hard by Skarner? Have you, Jamal, or anybody else?
Ganked super hard by Skarner?
I just,
that's what he does.
I just run away from him every time I see him, and he never kills me.
And they're not doing it right, man. I'm telling you, like, I literally gank at level one. I go right to mid. I take wolves, I take blue buff, I go directly to mid, and I shit on someone. It's pretty vicious, actually. No bad.
That's not level one at that point.
No. Mid is still level one. I'm level two, because I've taken wolves and blue buff. I'm level two. I go to mid. They're still level one. I come out, I go boogity, boogity, boogity. They burn their summoner. I go down a little bit. I go into the bush. They're like, okay. They come back out. They think it's safe. And I just go in, man. No Vaseline. It's pretty rough. It's pretty rough. It gets pretty mean, man. I mean, I just drag and poke left and right. It's pretty vicious.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
I run ghost.
It's ridiculous. I hate that champion right now.
Oh, it's so fun.
But I like the satire of it, where like it's kind of like he's a scorpion and he has a hook move like Mortal Kombat. So yeah. When's the Sub-Zero character coming out?
Oh, Shen. Cool.
That is true. There is Sub-Zero Shen.
That is correct. No, but he's also a scorpion.
Oh, the funniest drag that I've done, just to kind of end it out, is I had Cerulean's Revelry. I was running ghosts and I had my W up. And I dragged someone and popped all three of them. I dragged them like 2 towers away. It was pretty awesome.
That's true.
Did you know that if you ult at the exact right second when a cast and Earth Rocks, you can drag right back? They get so mad when you do that. Like, it's so silly. They get so mad.
I think the only thing I've done that's slightly close to that was I caught a Tristana before her jump animation happened, so it looked like she jumped in the air, got caught, and then slammed back into the ground.
My best instance of something like that was I was playing Garen, and there was this unreal Tryndamere on the other team. Ryan was there, I think. He was out of control, and he was low health, you know, with his ulti up. As he was spinning away, I caught him, like, just as he spun with my ultimate and killed him, like, while he was still, like, in the exact right second. And he died, like 10 feet away from me. It was fun.
That's beautiful.
Indeed. Oh, the other, since I, like, before we, like, get done a little bit, the other champion I've been playing is Tia. He's so good right now.
Even with his reduced, like, range to his ultimate, you still think he's good?
No AP Gary game.
Are you juggling him?
China thinks he's good. What's up, Jamal? China thinks.
I got nothing against the Chinese. I love Chinese food.
Yeah, and I can't really play. I lose with everyone else right now because I don't really care, but when I play TF, I have to focus. Otherwise, I just get raffle stomped. So I do well with TF, and I can't win with anyone else.
Ooh, absolutely. Well, once again, this has been another episode of 25 MTS. Remember, you can always reach us at www.MINSSurrender.com. You can hit us up on Twitter at 25MTS, at 25MTS. That's how you get us on Twitter. Write us on Gmail, MINSTOSurrender@gmail.com. What else is there? That's pretty much it. Any other contact? Any other plugs, guys? Feral? Are you still with League Top 10?
Yeah. It's been finals week over here, so it's been crazy. Yeah, still with League Top 10.
So, guys, check out League Top 10. What's the link to the League Top 10?
I want to say it's just youtube.com/league-TOP-TEN. We still do summoner showcases every week. It's where we view user-submitted videos and go over any mistakes that happen, anything that can be changed.
Okay. Well, we'll definitely have a link to that in the post-show notes. Keith, plugs that you want to drop?
I'm just rooting for the League Top 10. This guy, that's Ryan. He's got a pretty sick Twisted Fate guy, so you should check that out.
Absolutely. Oh,
I want to plug our own.tv live stream. We're going to...
Nice. Who's going to stream? Is it going to be you, or is it going
to
be...
On that note, I figured out how to get it to work.
Nice! So we're going to start streaming. I know he streams for us occasionally. We should start getting... Amish Acorns to start streaming. He's getting up there. He's really
good. Yeah, my computer's almost built. I'm probably going to go over to Joe's for a little bit and start streaming from over there. So,
nice.
Well,
I'm 1300 right now, and I was ended season 1 1917. So if people want to see me climb to platinum, like if anybody writes in or something, then that might be something we could stream, like gold to plat. Maybe we'll have to carry Jamal or something too.
We can try.
Stay tuned.
You can definitely try. I don't know.
Stay tuned then. Give us some feedback and let us know what you guys want.
Absolutely. So once again, this has been another episode of 25 NTS. Remember, the answer to all your questions in League of Legends is carry harder. All right. As every season go on and on, incredible, but I've seen it get out.